Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One more time. One more Friday. We're still here going strong. It is a football Friday. And as we start this 6 o'clock hour, don't let anybody ever mess up. Even your early Friday morning as you're getting up and just getting rolling here. I got to tell you, Thursday night football, it was great to have on. Steelers and Browns don't do much for me. There's a lot of history there. A lot of good history for one franchise. But I figured last night, you know what, just watching it, I was like, man, it's just great that NFL football's back. Even on Thursday night and watching Jacoby Brissett throw a couple of touchdowns, Amari Cooper and Nick Chubb, good for fantasy football for you guys out there because somebody's got both those guys.
That's true.
And right. And you go from there. So it was great to have last night. And, of course, well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to look ahead, but I sure am glad Pittsburgh's on that schedule. Now, and I think the big horse comes back after the Dolphins game. Not that I'm keeping track of when he's returning.
Right.
But it looks like he'll be back after the Miami Dolphins game. But anyway, listen, part of the game right now, Woody and I were talking yesterday, Zach, and it's just the injury bug. The injury bug, you listened to Buffalo yesterday. You listened to Miami. We think we're going to have him back. I hear coaches going, we feel good that he'll play on Sundays, moving well, and trainers and doctors and coaches going back and forth. We said this yesterday. X-Man, groin, Teron Armstead, who is absolutely, anytime he plays, one of the best tackles in football. Also having a little toe issue. It was good to hear both of them yesterday kind of sound like, not Teron, but people on behalf of Teron in the organization say they think he's going to play. And X-Man was back, I'm guessing, kind of walking through saying he'll be fine, which is great. Now, the other side of this, and I got to get, because Buffalo's got guys coming back. Gabe Davis, who is turning into a really good wide receiver, did not play last week. He said, man, I'm back. I'm back, and I'm playing. And he's a big old target and is a big part of their success. But the matchup that we've been talking about that looks like it's going to happen. Now, you can cover it up. We'll find out how this great Buffalo defense, and it's off to a great start, hasn't given up a point in the second half of their two games.
Wow.
Yeah, has not given up a point in their last two games in the second half. So we'll start with that. But Kaiir Elam and Christian Benford, a first and a sixth-round pick in this past draft, both rookies, will line up at starting corners. As expected, they played, heard the coach, all they played a little bit. We really like what they've done so far. It's the one area. I've been on this since Monday. This is the one area. Now, listen, if they have a great pass rush and we can't block them, they're not going to be a whole lot of time. But If we can block him a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'd be a good
and I don't mean you have to hold it like you did, you know, last week with that great pass protection, because I think this pass rush would be – this would be a great test for the offensive line of the Miami Dolphins. But, man, I'll tell you what, I don't care what anybody says. Elam has not played very much as a first-round pick. Actually, it's been the sixth-round pick, Benford, who's played more. But Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle lining up. Now, they went against some young guys last week, and they look lost from a first-round safety to a – they had a bunch of draft picks. They have three or four defensive back rookie draft picks, and they had to play last week for Baltimore, and they look like rookies. They not only made mental mistakes – you're looking for help, and the help's looking for you, and you look, and rough day for the rookie class of Baltimore in that secondary last week. So you got these guys. Now, the reason I follow this up, it looks like Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde.
Those are huge right there.
They could both be out with a foot and a neck injury from last week. So, I know some of these guys will play, and they got a ton of guys banged up on their team. But listen, whatever happens, it's not going to be, well, Buffalo was without. That's part of football. So whatever happens, and I get Buffalo's coming down here on a short week and they're banged up. But saying that's just part of the NFL. Like certain weeks, certain really good players can't play. They're going to be banged up. And I said this yesterday, I'm really curious to see how many guys play 17 games this year?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to end up happening. Not a lot.
I think the goal now is if you could ask GMs and head coaches, man, if we can get 14 or 15 games.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And because of the short week, everybody's got to play a Thursday night game. So our big test is coming after this game, and usually the Buffalo game is physical to see what you have by the time. But I will tell you, overall right now, I'm just looking at everybody. The Miami Dolphins have been one of the healthiest teams in the NFL. Now, we've had some guys, you know, third and fourth tight ends banged up, but not your top two guys.
No, you're right. You're right.
So you get in situations like that, and it doesn't hurt as much as if I was coming in today telling, hey, by the way, everybody, X-Man and Teron Armstead aren't playing.
Well,
you'd be
that
going,
would hurt.
Holy
crap.
Yeah, the S word. You're going holy with that S word, man.
Just the fact that they made the injury list and gave us a scare for at least one day did it to me.
Well, the toe's been a problem for Armstead. He's playing through it.
I think it was more X Man with the groin.
Okay. And the X Man, as just having him back and everything. So hey, listen. Besides that, Canes, Middle Tennessee State, 27-point favorite. That's tomorrow. I got to tell you something. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but we got the Hard Rock triple header that's pretty cool. And I wanted to bring this up. Not that I'm going, but tonight Argentina and Honduras are playing a friendly game. And the reason I bring it up, not because Argentina is always a really good team, the national team. It's a friendly, but it's a warm-up to the World Cup, which is coming up. They're waiting for the weather to cool off because of where they're having it. And I think all the professional live golfers will be over there working that event.
Right.
But so Argentina-Honduras tonight at Hard Rock. The reason I bring it up, Lionel Messi is one of the greatest soccer players of all time. It's kind of cool to think Messi's here. As good as he's been, I don't know where you rank him for big soccer fans here this morning. I also know, you know, Maradona played there, and he won a World Cup. So a lot of the old-timers from Argentina, just because I've been around a family of them, will tell you the old-school ones and the young school go, no, Messi's better. And they're going, no, he didn't win nothing for us. So this is kind of messy. He's 35 now. This is his last chance to win a World Cup, which would put – listen, he's made friggin' more than $1 billion. He's one of the greatest players no matter whether he wins one of these World Cups or not. He's one of the greatest players of all time. But, man, if you could bring that home at the end of your career
– talk about legacy.
It would be unbelievable. So he's going to play. You know, I'm looking up. Now they said, no, he's playing. So – Argentina, Honduras, and then, of course, UM gets ready to play Middle Tennessee State, and then Miami and Buffalo. Jeez, if you're a junkie,
that's a hell of a weekend.
That's pretty good stuff right there. And God bless the grounds crew. It's got a God bless you guys. Right. I know your grass is fantastic. Yeah. I know you can roll it out faster than anybody and bring it. They work all night. They work in the morning. Those guys, and when things don't go well, they beat the crap out of them, you know, about what happened, what's going on. They go, I'll tell you what's going on. We're working between rain, and we got three events in 3 days.
That's a lot going on in one
stadium. They're good dudes, man. Those are my guys, man. They're such good guys. They're over there right now sweating this thing out and making sure, you know, everything's good. So, yeah, very seldom you get the Hard Rock triple header starting tonight.
What's the most popular one out of the three?
Not even close for me. It's that thing on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
I get for you. I'm saying in general.
I don't want to talk on behalf of hardcore soccer fans who are going to be going to this thing
with
tonight.
Messi, right?
I would think, and I don't know, but with Messi playing and Argentina bringing their best players and getting ready for this World Cup, you'd think it'd be pretty damn popular event tonight. We got all kinds of stuff, and we're bouncing around. We got a lot of stuff on the Canes coming up as well and trying to get a passing game going and getting ready, man, and getting off to a good start. You're a big favorite. I hate those because they hit the transfer portal too, like other people. Middle Tennessee State is 2-1, just like the Canes, who are coming off the frustration of 392 yards and zero touchdowns in four trips to the red zone. Can't. I mean, it almost just rolls right off out of your mouth right there. Just the frustration. So it's a great opportunity for whatever you have to go out and shine and get it going, get a run game going, and then get that damn passing game going as well. Clean up special teams a little bit. So we'll be jumping into all that stuff. And later on, so I randomly went into an article last night. And by the way, this article absolutely fits this radio show. And Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post, who covers the Miami Dolphins for a living. And Joe's been around a long time. I think Joe's a very fair guy. I've known Joe a long time. He was here, left, went to ESPN, came back. Always been a fair guy. Doesn't have an agenda. And anyway, he had to write an article on this Tua thing. And so he and Barry Jackson, mostly Barry Jackson, have started the list of haters that won't jump on the Tua bandwagon, which to me is the most ridiculous thing in the world because people critique his game or, listen, he can take care of it. He took care of it last week. It doesn't matter, but for some reason, we're still writing articles about, hey, we want to let you know who's on the haters list of Tua Tagovailoa. And I'm like, man, that thing doesn't matter, man. Only thing matters, just keep winning, keep playing well. And listen, he plays like he did, which I don't expect to happen because people don't throw six touchdowns like five times a year in a game. But listen, it's a nice story. And then I find out he's writing this article, and the reason he had to defend himself, Nick Hicks, to his trainer, jumped in on this thing and say, hey, man, are you ever going to give him credit? Right. Are you going to ever be positive? And I'm like, listen, man. Hey, Nick, we tried to get your ass on. We tried. We reached out very nicely to talk about your program, what you were doing with Tua.
Right.
And for some reason, Nick, don't be – listen, man, you got other things to worry about. You get all those guys. You did a great job with Tua physically, probably mentally as well, along with what the coach has done. But the haters and doubters and skeptics, listen, man, this is professional sports. It's not just a Tua thing. It's week to week. Who's hot and who's not? We're worried about teams that are 0-2. Are they going to win a game? Can they come back? And you're going, yeah, there's 15 left. They can come back.
Long season, right.
So I just got a kick out of it. And Joe's sitting there defending himself. I always think I'm fair in my writing and I think most of journalists are, it's not
word,
personal.
Right.
It's not personal, and I'm like, damn, Joe, you should be doing radio. This is radio. This isn't. It was almost like he had to defend himself. Listen, Tua's coming off. I mean, the game he just had doesn't look like a guy that you're wondering if he's going to be your quarterback in the future.
Not at all, right.
You got to see the stuff on Twitter, and it gets so nasty to the point where, like, again, like, I think Darlington hit the nail on the head. It's almost like political. Like, if you say you don't think Tua, you know, is the guy, or he's shown you enough, or anything along those lines, like, you could say, I mean, obviously he hasn't shown you enough.
Well,
to know that he's the starter. At this point, I don't know, you know, maybe some people see it differently after one quarter of really great play.
Well, I want to bring one last thing. The reason I brought it up, because it hit me personally. I don't go out very much. I've been trying to stay home and enjoy my life. So yesterday, I made a stop to help my wife out. And I went to a Publix. And while I was at a Publix, I had... Hey, man, you know, I always say nice. Sometimes people look friendly and sometimes they don't, but you try to be nice, and if you don't get a reaction from them. So it was one of those crazy Tua guys, and he started in on me. And I was like, listen, man, that was a great game. I was jacked up. I was happy for him. I actually liked the guy. Nothing not to like about Tua personally, but I want to see him do it more. Well, that just shows how stupid. So as soon as a guy hits me with the stupid card, look, and I am stupid about a lot of things in life. Don't get me wrong. I got a track record of some real dumb things I've done. So I was like, listen, sir. And I'm going, Joe, come on now. So the guy jumps in my face with it, right? There was no plan. It was hard at me. So I'm like, okay, come on, Joe. And the back of my head is like, you're in talk radio. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But when it's personal, right in your face.
Calling you stupid. I mean,
and he goes, well, how stupid do you sound? And I said, stupid about what? Well, you don't like Tua. I don't like Tua. I hope he's the guy. I think we're all waiting to see. I love the game. I know. That game didn't look like a guy that we're still waiting to see. I would agree with that, but I got to see it more. So, I mean, you can't, you know, but it has nothing to do with, listen, man, I want this guy to work out. I don't know if any of those college quarterbacks, and neither does the team. Our team's scared to death to draft quarterbacks. They're not sure. And I go, if you think our team's so sure, would we be going through those names of Watson and Brady
and
everything else? But it went after me again. And all I'm doing, man, is getting like five items for my wife. Just trying to help out. And I was like, and then it was like it was meant to be. I see Joe Shad, and I'm like, what the hell's going on with everybody, man? What's going on?
Joe, it's been since the draft. It's been since the second he was drafted to this team.
And so the Tua folks have been waiting for this kind of game, which, by the way, it was Marino-ish. So he throws out this one of the greatest games in the history of our franchise.
Which it was.
And – it was.
Right.
No, I said it was.
Right.
So he jumped on the bandwagon hard and got going. And then Joe Shad and then Barry's got a list of the haters out there.
Right. Keep somehow.
I'm like, Barry, you got a lot going on in your life to have to worry about which national guys are critiquing or still not sold that Tua is going to be the guy. You got to have other things to do. Like, get back in the minor league system and give us an update of who's hitting 180 and may never be good enough to play in the majors.
I'm sure Sounds Barry's better. Got a six-part article coming out on that.
Hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Brian Baldinger is going to join us from NFL Network. We'll talk to him coming up. We got a big show here on the floor. Yeah, man, like, I just mind my own business. I don't even go out that much. I've ever told him to even go to a sports bar and drink a beer.
No more Publix for you.
And it was like, what's a
chance?
You're
a hater. You can't go out, bro.
What's a chance?
Right, right.
And it wasn't like, hey, what'd you think of his play? It was just, it was an attacking like it had been. I had just seen the wrong guy at the wrong time. And his approach was not very good. The warm-up.
Right.
You know? Like, how you doing before I say, hey, man, you got to get better. Or, hey, it just wasn't good. Wasn't good.
The told you so's, they're out there, man.
Anyway, Brian Baldinger will join us on a football Friday. Nobody can mess that up. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Join WQAM and our sister station. That's right, Power 96 for a Bud Light Dolphins watch party and watch parties this season. That's right, at locations like the Irishman in Boca, Batch Gastro Pub in Miami, and this Sunday at 77 Sports Bar in Coral Gables. And while you're there, want to chance for a chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Dolphins home game? Yep, you could do that as well. The WQAM Power 96 watch parties are sponsored by Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This weekend on Sunday for Bills and Dolphins, the 77 Sports Bar in Coral Gables.
All right, and you said Coral Gables, not Coral Springs.
Yes, it's Coral Gables, not Coral Springs.
Want to make
Springs.
Sure we right. A lot of corals down here.
Right, right.
And,
yeah.
And they're probably damn near an hour apart, so we want to make
There's
sure.
There's a big difference between Coral Springs
wanna
and
make
Coral
sure
Gables.
For people here that right. Make sure we got that one right.
Paul, by the way, at 77 Sports Bar in Coral Gables, myself and Evie from Power 96 will be there this
Good.
Sunday.
Good. Yeah. When's that? When you guys going to be
this
there?
Sunday,
this
for
Sunday.
Bills
Great.
And Dolphins.
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent, man. All right, listen, we got a big football Friday for you. Duke Riley, linebacker, one of the Dancing Seven, will join us at 7 o'clock, and we'll talk to him about getting ready for another very active quarterback. I was thinking about this last night. Lamar Jackson's the best. Like, stop there. Nobody runs better when he decides – the old Lamar, he didn't do it against the Jets, but last week he just reminded everybody, I can either run it on a play that's set up and designed for me, or I can break the pocket and run. And he can do it against anybody, pretty much, especially the way he's throwing it right now. He's got 6 touchdowns in the first 2 games himself, so he's been really good. And now you get a bigger version, not as fast, but a guy that thinks he's like Larry Zonka a little bit. Likes to get real physical with everybody. So we'll be a good time to have Duke Riley on and talk about all those things and getting ready for a guy like that who's just so damn physical as we get set for that. By the way, the lot of other stuff going on. Canes, Middle Tennessee State tomorrow. and really looking forward with all this Tyler Van Dyke and all the talk and frustration that I hear from him and from the team and trying to get the receivers and what they are or what they can be. Can they develop? Can we get more out of this group, or is this just what they're going to be? Anyway, Don Bailey Jr. will join us later. We'll talk to him about all that stuff. Larry Bluestein will join us. Columbus got a nice win last night at Trask Pal against Northwestern. Now, poor Northwestern, never seen anything like it playing with freshmen last night because some guys were hurt. So they play with a bunch of young, really talented guys. I mean, they're young, but really good. But anyway, Columbus gets another win. Again, injury doesn't. Nobody cares about when you have injury. You can write about it and all you want, but Columbus not giving the win back because three or four of your star players are not able to play in that game last night. Amazon Prime, first game last week. It's kind of weird, though. They came out so late with the average viewers of that Chiefs-Chargers game, which, listen, that's pretty sexy. Just starting with the two quarterbacks. Averaged 13 million viewers. It was Amazon's biggest day by far for new signups, which
you can expect that, right?
Makes sense for everybody, you know, trying to jump on and catch the first game of the season and going, oh man, I want to see what these two teams have been hearing about the AFC West and what it's going to look like and all the other things. So I guess they did just fine. We're talking, I know. Mike Florio, who will join us at the end of the show from Pro Football Talk, talked about 7 or 8 million. So I'm guessing at 13 million viewers.
Yeah, it's a nice number, I'm sure, for them.
If that's the number, is everybody's pretty happy with where that thing is right now.
I just wonder how you get that number like that. I'm not that smart to understand that. But, like, for me going from one device to another or switching over from one TV in the house to the iPad when I go into the room, how that goes. I wouldn't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I know that, you know, Florio also talked about the fact that no matter what that number is going to be, whether it was that 7 number he thought or up to 13, it's still going to be way lower than it would be if it was on the NFL Network and you know, Fox or NFL Network.
Oh, no, listen, no question. Right. If it's free?
Right.
If it had been on NBC on Sunday night?
Right.
Huh. Yep. I agree. It would have done 20. It would have done, it would have done a good solid 20 million folks if you don't have to, and there's a lot of people still scrambling on the apps, trying to figure out all the apps and Netflix and Amazon and
all
the
Well, they're all going to this. You see it. I mean, look what's happened with the Super Bowl halftime show now. It's not Pepsi anymore. It's Apple.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all going streaming. And we talked about this before. I don't even know if they came up with an answer in Hollywood. I knew that he had the DirecTV package or whatever, but where that Sunday ticket's going also. Like, they've been bidding on that and see where it goes. What streaming service is going to get that?
If
they're all going to streaming services.
If they have enough money when this stuff comes due, the NFL is going to be the big winner.
Right.
With all these people pushing this money up the way they are. And we still got gambling on deck. The gambling thing, man. I'll tell you what, even if you're not a gambler, you're aware of what's out there more than ever. Point spread's been around forever. Point spread has been around, like, all these people going, we don't like gambling in the NFL. Then why the hell do you have a point spread to let me know Dolphins are going on the road, you know, and they're 3 or 4 point, you know, like, we don't want it. Now they're not fighting it as much, and you're starting to see, and the NFL's become partners with some of these gambling sites, so yeah, I mean, we've come a long way, but when they make it official and this thing blows up across the country, minus, I don't know the I don't know who the last one is going to be. Utah or Alabama going to be the last one to join? I'm not sure which one.
I think it's going to be Utah.
But when the rest of them get rolling, especially in all those NFL cities, the day they go, we got all 32.
Right.
We're all set. Mm. And then it's going to get, you know, the value of these teams is just going to
still surprise me.
Absolutely
our state
crazy.
Doesn't have it. Out of all the states, our
state. Yeah, you know, we're kind of divided. We're a little, we like to be wild down here, but yet we're still conservative and we're still, you know, that's why politics in this state, man, we got those people that, you know, I feel like we got a lot of people going to church during the day and still hitting the strip clubs at night. I just feel, I've seen some of them in the church, you know. I've seen some of them in the church, and I was thinking, how was I going to say this, you know? And I was like, you know, we got people I mean, there's so many different parts of this gambling. First of all, everybody wants a piece of it.
Of course.
The High Life folks want the dog tracks, the paramutuals. They're like, hey, don't just give it to Hard Rock. We all want a piece of this. Then we got some of the Christian groups and stuff going, no, we don't want it. Keep it away. It's going to be bad for our community. Which I disagree with. But come on, man. I mean,
see how much money it's generating for states.
I would just say this. You could stay away from those places. It won't affect you. And we go to Hard Rock a lot, a lot. And I don't know. It looks pretty safe. It's full of energy. You know, it's got a lot of things going for it. Yeah, so, but we seem to be divided in different pockets of this state.
Oh, yes.
And what we have down here is a lot different than what's going on with, as I like to say, the good old boys up north a little bit. And by the way, this goes for high school football, where they completely changed all the rules because they got tired of the 8 classifications, and we are coming home with 7 championships every year. And so
you'd be pissed off too.
All those guys up there going, it's not fair. Make them play each other. Do something different so we can win some of them. So they won on that, and then our cowards down here didn't fight for us. And because they were tired of some of those schools were losing down here and couldn't win. And so, yeah, we got an interesting group of things. By the way, Hard Rock, starting tonight, man, start of a triple header. Argentina and Messi against Honduras in a friendly to get a nice warm-up before the World Cup, which is not too far away. And then Saturday, UM and Middle Tennessee State. And then Sunday, man, this order should be in, man. Sunday, Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. John, you couldn't have any better, right? The way this thing's set up. So God bless those guys that have to work on that grass. And I don't know if they're putting new grass down. I don't know what the plan is. They can put that stuff in overnight. I don't know if they're going with the same grass 3 days in a row, but if they got time, nobody can flip grass like those guys out there. And, oh, yeah, that's right, we own our own grass
company.
We own our own grass company.
By the way, someone texted in earlier talking about the grounds crew being there early. Don't forget about the parking crew. I'm a supervisor. We've been here since 5 a.m.
Hey.
Right, they got a long weekend, too, there.
So there's a group at the stadium that they have to be at every event. They're adding events. I mean, they are. Oh, by the way, it's concert. Somebody asked me, is there a concert this week? I go, you know, I don't know. And go, no, it's a soccer event. Messi's in town with Argentina.
One of the greatest soccer
players. By the way, of everything going on, I mean, this guy, he's 35 years old right now. I don't know where you rank him. I'd like a little help from soccer people out there. I do understand the Maradona and how good and won a World Cup for Argentina. And so the old school people over there think that he's the greatest. The younger, are you kidding me? Messi's a machine. He's like been player of the year and all those things. And I know Ronaldo's out there who's also considered to be one of the great players. He is one of the great players of all time, plus the ones that have played. But I always wonder, man, it's pretty special that this guy's going to be coming. This thing's kind of big for him, man, because the one thing he doesn't have on that resume that could put him as the greatest of all time is if he could lead this team, Argentina, to a World Cup championship.
That's it.
Listen, Brazil, Argentina, I don't need to tell you, they love their – there is no other sport. It's that. It's soccer or football. And so anyway, it's kind of cool, man. He's going to be here. And then, of course, UM trying to get that passing game going, starting to feel good before you play North Carolina. Got a week off in between. But we got a lot of stuff rolling, man, this weekend. And hopefully we're ducking and dodging next week. And we missed the big one. Hopefully we get some good news on the big one. And the Dolphins got to fly out of town because we got Thursday night football game against Cincinnati. So
we officially made the cone of death, I guess you could say, the cone of ouch.
Yeah.
For next week.
Is it Channel 7 doing or everybody?
Channel 7 was the first I saw on social media today, but I'm assuming all the weather stations at this point.
Why does it always seem like Channel 7?
Well, they play that dramatic music too, right?
They put that in there.
They put the cone up, and then it's like, dun dun.
Listen.
Like, be careful. Get your stuff.
We got to go to break here. We've got Duke Riley from the Miami Dolphins, linebacker, going to join us. We got a lot to talk about as we get set. Early in the season, not do or die, but it's a big game to find out where you are after a 2-0 start against the Buffalo Bills. Zach, what do you have for us this morning?
I got something great to tell you about, something I love to talk about. It's Zafra Rum, and when a big weekend comes up like this, it's a perfect time to break out that bottle of Zafra Rum. You're going to be sitting in your house, or if you're going to one of these games this weekend, bring it out to the tailgate. Or if you're going to a bar or restaurant, ask for it at the bar or restaurant. If you've never had Zafra Rum before, you got to try it, unlike any other rum I've ever had before. Because why? It's aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale and luxurious spirit, you found it. Two different bottles you can get, by the way, the 21-year age bottle or the limited edition 30-year age bottles of Zafra Rum. Perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice. That elegant aroma, well, that's because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. That's right. If you love cigars out there, if you're a cigar head out there, well, Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zafra Rum by saying with that spice and oak barrel flavor, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. Zafra also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute, just another one of their prestigious awards there. Not easy to get a 95-point rating either. So now it's your turn to enjoy it at your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar. The party you're going to this weekend doesn't matter. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They're social media friendly, at Zafra Rum, that's Z-A-F-R-A. Zafra Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zafra.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.